This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, it's Keaton. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. You have a good weekend?
Not really, but it's over.
Dude, you said it's over?
It's over.
That's how I feel about this week starting, man. I feel a little rough about the week starting. But nah, man, I was just calling you up just to get a little more info on the house. I'm not reaching you at a bad time, am I?
No.
Okay, I just need about 2 minutes, and I was hoping I could ask you some personal questions. Let me know if I'm digging too deep on you, all right?
Go ahead.
Because as far as the house goes, I was just wondering what the status of it was, whether it's vacant or if you're currently occupying it.
No, I'm not currently occupying it. Like I said, I don't have access.
Okay. So is there anyone currently living in there? You got like a wife or kids in there, anything like that?
No, there's no kids, but there is someone living there.
Understood. There's a mistress.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's currently living in there.
Right.
And could you explain a little bit more about that court order for me, just so we know what we're getting ourselves into?
Well, it's a protection order against me. It's bullshit, but
Okay.
fair.
Yeah, and that's none of my business or anything. So let me explain my side, the reason I'm asking these questions, just so you understand what I'm trying to accomplish is eventually someone on my team is going to need some photos of the inside just so they can see the property. And that's the only reason I'm asking these questions for you, is because we'd like to set up a day to send someone from our team to get photos of the property, and that's the only reason I'm really curious about that, if that makes sense.
Well, see, I told you I didn't have access. So I don't think you're going to be able to get inside that house. And if you do, I mean, if you contact her, it's a violation of my no contact
Okay.
issue. So that's why I made sure you understood. I do not have access to that house
Okay.
inside. You can draw the pictures you want outside. But inside, no.
I got you. Do you think it'll be an issue getting her, like say after you sell the property, do you think it'll be a problem, like her leaving the property?
No, and as long as you have the document that you own the house,
Okay.
it shouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, she's vacating. She has to vacate. You own it. And unless she wants to pay you to stay, which she's not
And
going to do.
I'm assuming you haven't spoke with her in a while, but do you know if she has plans, like where she would move or anything like that? She thought that part through.
Did I have no contact with her? I can't.
Understood. Understood. Okay.
So just so you know, we were in a court case where it was thrown out. Because there was no basis because it was all a lie. But the judge upheld the protection order. So I can't have access with her either through direct contact or inadvertent contact. So if you try to contact her, then that's a violation of that order.
I got you. So if we were to contact her, then it could not involve you in any way, shape, or form. So then that way you don't get hit with
Exactly.
any. Understood.
Exactly.
All
Because
right.
I don't
And
want a
I'm
warrant
not here.
for my
Yes, sir.
arrest.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to get you
And
in any trouble at all. I'm just trying to buy this house from you.
I understand.
Okay.
So the house is fully in my name. And I spoke to the mortgage company this morning. They want me to sign documents for, I guess, delaying payments for 3 months, but I think what that does, it prevents me from selling it. You know what I mean? I have to go through them a little, I have to go through the documents a little bit, but they're not going to foreclose anytime soon. So by the time the escrow completes, you know, you own the house.
I got you.
And then you can do whatever you want to with it.
Okay.
Because nobody's on it but me.
I understand.
Okay, but getting inside the house, yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I got you. All right. Might have to revisit this problem later. I'll get with my team to see what the best course of action. They might have a little more experience with dealing with situations like this. But no, that is helpful though. That this is good to know.
Okay. So,
I'll be in touch with you. All right, Eric.
All right. Thanks.
And yeah, I hope you have a good week, man. It sounds like you had a rough week, and I hope it gets better for you.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir. All right. Talk to you soon.